Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. And joining us right now to talk more Commanders Buccaneers is Scott Abraham from ABC7. Actually, we're going to talk to him in moments. Hey, somebody tweeted and said they didn't know where my appearance was. Maybe I didn't make it clear.
Yeah, get it out there.
4 to 6 tonight with Santana Moss at the Verizon store in Waldorf, which is located at 2915 Crane Highway.
You're on an appearance heater of late.
I mean, not really.
I mean, kind of. I mean, who's had the last two in-person appearances? I believe it's one John Paul Flame.
Okay, but when was the previous one?
I mean, was it during the Commander season?
Like, yeah, the Bowie game. I was in Bowie for...
I'm just pointing out
that right now,
this little sliver, you're the league leader.
No, it is. It's jealousy. He's over here. He's counting, but he's calling it a heater.
I was like, I can't even remember the previous one.
All I know is I walk in here every day. Usually there's like papers that signify you doing live reads.
Yeah.
It's been kind of barren over here over the last like two or three weeks.
You think, Mr. I got a million Bitcoin, you think anybody cares about you? Who cares about you?
I mean, I know one very important person that cares about me. Me! That's who.
I don't know, but sure. Let's call it a heater.
It's good.
About once every 2 months.
Take advantage of it.
All right, Scott on. I see him. It's Scott. Scott Abraham joins from ABC7. Hey, buddy. I saw you guys J.P. Finley, I think, tweeted it out and put it on News 4. You guys were giving the Good Guy Award to Bobby Wagner, and we're not over there, so we don't get to interact with him.
Thank God.
But I agree with, I think it was John Kimes' description of him, and just for a guy that's like a sure first ballot Hall of Famer, just appears to be the most down-to-earth guy.
And especially being a new face in the locker room and a new face in the franchise, new surroundings. And, I mean, he's going to be wearing a gold jacket when he hangs it up. And he's just a regular dude. It was very refreshing to have a guy in that with that stature and the resume he has and the accolades he has. And he doesn't act like he's better than anybody else. And he treats the media and everybody else like they're a human. I'll never forget because I had a fun moment. It was like in October or November, and I was asking him a question, and I could not say the word compartmentalize. And I kept saying it over and over again, like 3 times. And he stopped me, and he was like, dude, we all make mistakes. Don't worry about it. It was just like one of those moments like, wow, this guy gets it. Like, he could have just like made fun of me or bashed me. But it's those type of moments that makes Bobby Wagner pretty special.
Scott, I'm guessing you wouldn't want to call out anybody on the current team. And maybe they're all good interviews because Dan Quinn is very media friendly. And maybe that rubs off on the locker room. But in your past interviewing Commanders and Skins players, has there been Have there been guys or a group of guys where you're just like, oh, this is just,
it's gonna be
this
tough.
Is torturous, this is pulling teeth, this person's not going to want to talk to me, or it's just a bad interview every time you approach them?
Josh Norman was a little icy at times.
Okay.
Former, obviously, cornerback for Washington. You know, you had to catch him on a good day. When there were moments when he had, you know, bad games or bad situations, there was some icy, just kind of the tension. And I don't know, you guys probably remember dealing with Josh, but he had kind of those tendencies at times. So that's kind of maybe the one that sticks out to me during my 10-year time here.
Scotty, do they ever let you or any of the media inside the bubble when they're working out inside the bubble?
So we're just basically available for like the stretching period.
Oh, okay.
So it's just basically 15 minutes, and you see him stretch and kind of do a head count of who's
there,
you know, there and whatnot, and kind of figure out the injury situation. So right. It's very limited, but it's normally limited throughout the season, whether it's bubble or outside. So right. We probably get 15, 20 minutes. Training camps are a much longer period. We can watch the entire training camp practice. So training camp is much different than regular season because they're actually installing like the game plan and plays they're going to be running. So media can't watch that.
So EB brought up the good guy award, and Jaden was right there, and he seemed like disappointed that he wasn't the good guy.
No, I think the backstory is those two have a rapport where they rib each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, though, was just make everybody out there feel good about how he's walking, because some people are worried a little bit about his injury.
No, he's fine. Like, there's nothing to be worried about. He's fine. He's normal Jaden. Smile. Very, very good mood. Very, very lot of smiles from Jaden this week. He's ready to go. You know, there's no concern. Everybody listening, he's good to go, and can't wait for Sunday night.
Right.
All right. So Eric's been pointing out he's got to kind of see what Marshawn Lattimore brings, because we've seen him for two games.
First game they didn't challenge.
First game they didn't throw it to him, but now that was a very challenged offense, so there mm-hmm. there wasn't many options. But so he was obviously doing his job in the Saint game, and then the Philly game was difficult. He had three penalties. AJ Brown was beating him down the field. So what are your thoughts? He's going to go, and this is the reason they traded for him, right? To get him in the playoffs and go against a Mike Evans type. What do you feel about him? Is he 100%? Do you feel confident he can do a good job against Evans?
My question is, guys, is how healthy is he? How you know limited is he going to be with that hamstring? Because it's been an issue since he arrived in Washington, and he couldn't finish the Philly game, and then he's been out since the Philly game. So I don't think he's 100%. I don't think anybody in that media core thinks he's 100%, but he's going to give it a go, and probably a 75% Marshawn Lattimore is better than the alternative, in my opinion. So you know the history he has with Mike Evans, and they don't like each other, and it's going to be great theater. And this is why they traded for Marshawn to try to lock down the opposing team's number one receiver. And how effective he's going to be, I don't know. A.J. Brown did a pretty good job against Marshawn. And, you know, he had three penalties. And so I got to believe that, you know, Marshawn's going to be up for this matchup because it is against Mike Evans. So I think you're going to get the best out of Marshawn to what he can do on that hamstring. What he can do on that hamstring, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows until we see on Sunday night. So everybody, like you guys and myself, it's a wait and see approach to see how he is those first couple series.
Scott, a lot of talk.
I think I'll say this. I think Tampa's going to test him. I don't think Tampa's going to be afraid.
No,
of Marshawn. I think they're going to test that hamstring. I think they're going to test. There's a difference between game reps and kind of sitting on the sideline and just doing work to the side. And he hasn't been out there for several games, so I think they're going to go right at him.
Scott, a lot of talk about Mike Evans. Obviously, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but Jalen McMillan, the rookie, he scored in five straight games. I think the Commanders fan base might be sleeping on how effective he's been as a weapon for Baker Mayfield.
Completely agree, because remember that playoff game in 2020 and then this week one game, Chris Godwin had a couple of great games against Washington. And now McMillan is filling in for Godwin. He's going to be Godwin 2.0. Godwin's going to go to another team in free agency. This is the next Chris Godwin in the Tampa Bay pipeline, and he has been fantastic. I'm in a dynasty league for fantasy football, and I'm kicking myself for not locking in McMillan earlier midway through the year, because I think this guy's going to be a stud. All he does is produce, and all he does is score touchdowns. So, yeah, you're worried about Mike Evans. This Tampa Bay offense has a lot of weapons. You mentioned McMillan. The guy that I'm worried about is this dude, Bucky Irving. He's a rookie running back, and he's not big in stature, but when he hits the hole and finds a hole and gets some open space, watch out. He's a playmaker. He's fast. He's elusive. He's shifty. He didn't have the volume in week one like he's been getting late in the season. So I think this Tampa Bay running game with Rashad White and Bucky Irving, that's going to be the key layer for this Washington defense against the Tampa Bay offense to slow down this Tampa Bay attack.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge challenge. We're talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7. Going back to McMillan, it struck me when you were talking about him, he had a touchdown catch in that game. Didn't he also have a big drop in that game, which would have been a touchdown?
The week one game?
Yes.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to rack my brain. Huh? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he had one, which could have been another touchdown from Baker. But look, Baker ended up with four. But you're right. Look, they've got the running game at number three. Now, on the other side of the ball, that defense is pretty average. They do statistics.
They could be had through the air, from a pass defense. They rank near the bottom 10 of the league of the secondary play. So I think the way to beat Tampa is to beat them through the air. But I also, to that point, they got to somehow get this running game going in between the tackles. I know it's a challenge with Vita Vea on the inside there for the Tampa Bay defensive line, but I want to see somebody, Brian Robinson Jr., Chris Rodriguez, Austin Eckler, somebody run between the tackles. Get these manageable second and third downs. The running game was non-existent against Dallas, and obviously Jaden Daniels put everybody on his back against Atlanta. You don't want Jaden to be the Superman and put on the cape and be the guy running the football, but he's probably going to have to against Tampa Bay. But I want to see some more from Brian Robinson Jr. In this game, because as you know, running the football in the playoffs, a big deal, very important.
Yeah, I think Jaden is going to do his thing, getting outside the. I don't know how many design runs they're going to have, probably a few, handful. Mm. But if the one thing that Tampa can do, they're good against the run, as you said, but they can also get after the quarterback. I think they're seventh in the league in sacks, so they're going to come after. And this is what Bowles likes to do. He likes to come after quarterbacks. So I think they're probably going to come after JD. And if JD can scoot around and avoid some of those early pressures, he's going to have room to run.
I mean, if I'm Todd Bowles, you're going to take that game plan from that week one game. They put a lot of pressure on Jaden. And you remember the big storyline after the game was how many times Jaden ran, how many times Jaden was using his legs. Is this going to be sustainable? Well, a lot of those runs were Jaden escaping the pressure and trying to make something happen because he had no time to throw. So you're right. Todd Bowles is going to dial it up, and he's probably going to say, Jaden, try to beat us. And it worked in week one. I think from a Tampa perspective, they better be careful, because that week one game, that was Jaden's first NFL start. You know, he didn't really know what was coming. Like, he's grown, obviously, as the weeks have gone on. He's known the formations and the coverages of how defenses are going to play him. So if they blitz him, they better get home, because there's a chance Jaden's going to be able to pick him apart, because he's just seen so much in his first year, and he's a much different player compared to week one. So it's going to be a cat and mouse game, guys. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So we're going to open it up to our callers here shortly and kind of touch the people. It seems like I put up a poll. About 70% of our listeners believe that the Commanders are going to win this game. What does Scott Abraham believe happens on Sunday night? Are we going to get a second playoff game?
I think there's going to be plenty of points. I think I like Washington. I like where they're at. I like the feel that I got these last couple of days in Ashburn. I think it's going to be a close game. Give me Washington 28. Give me Tampa Bay 27. 28-27, Washington moving on.
It's going to be a great game.
That's an over. I like it.
Are you?
That's an over, boys.
When do you leave for Tampa tomorrow?
In the morning. So it'll be exciting. Everybody's going down, and
yep.
Should be a great atmosphere.
All right, Scott, bring home the W.
I'll see you guys.
Yep.
See you, brother.
Talk to you soon.
He's not afraid to pick the other side, too.
Sure. No. You do either one.
Jason did that on TV. I kind of wussed out.
You did, because you originally thought Tampa was going to win.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely on the fence.
I think it can go both ways, yeah. But if I have to lean one way, I'm going to go Tampa.
Man, though, I'm looking at the rushing yardage that they've given up week to week, and some of it is they haven't played really good running teams, Tampa, and now they haven't faced a guy like Jaden Daniels who's going to add much, but this is what they've given up. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start from most recent.
Right.
They gave up only 64 yards rushing to New Orleans, only 39 to Carolina, only 31 to Dallas, played Carolina again, 32, 91 to Las Vegas, 78. I mean,
they don't give up much rush.
So this might be a drop back 45 times for Jaden Daniels.
My pushback would be in the Saints game, no Alvin Kamara. Yeah. In that Panthers game, I'm pretty sure no Chuba Hubbard. Okay. But I think he missed that game.
All right, Chargers game.
Chargers game.
Dobbins is probably out.
Yeah, they probably have a mixed bag of running backs.
I guess you can find something. But his common theme is
the rushing attack for the Commanders has been subpar for the last month. I mean, that's the reason why Jaden has been leading them in rushing outside of the Cowboys game. And I think that's going to have to continue into Sunday night's game. I don't think all of a sudden Brian Robinson is going to rush for 80 or 90 yards against this defense.
No.
But I think Jaden could. I think Jaden certainly could. He proved it in week one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I think you could definitely make an impact rushing. And look, Tampa Bay is not good at stopping the pass either. They're bottom three or four in the league. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for Jaden to have an impact in this game.
I think Zach Ertz will be open across the middle a lot.
He's been open all year.
Yeah, they'll get the ball to him.
He's had a really good year.
All right, we want to hear from you. Now's the time. What do you think happens on Sunday night? Biggest game of the year. Commanders back in the playoffs. Take on Tampa, who they lost to in week one, but that's a lifetime ago. Do they get this win? How does it happen? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on a Football Friday on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.